Dominion 2024 14 days fasting and prayer. From the 4th to the 17th of March 2024. Right here at Porter City Mutual Pram Pram. With God's servant Nana Sayopoku Sakodie.
Every fasting encounter in the Bible was rewarded.
Yeah.
Not one of them was exempted. Everybody that set his face to see God in the Bible,
Jesus,
receive exceptional reward.
Amen.
In fact, it is in a response with fasting we hear the Bible saying God repented. What? God repenting? Amen.
Amen.
So I'd like you to open your spirit, man. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. He says, all scriptures are given by the inspiration of God. And they are profitable. Tell your neighbor, the word of God will profit you today.
The word of God will profit you
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. You should know that scripture by now. All scriptures. How many of them? So none of them is exempt. All scriptures are given by the inspiration of God. And each and every one of them is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instructions in righteousness. Now he said, the entrance of God's word brings light. It gives understanding to the simple. The entrance of God's word. And you know, when you are combating with darkness, all you need is light. Amen. You encounter light on divine health. Sickness is a thing of the past. So our major struggle is encounter with light. You encounter light on prosperity. You and poverty will be like 40,000 feet above sea level. So today, the light you need to humiliate the enemy, may you encounter that light. Your amen is very, very, very weak. Somebody say light.
Light.
Hallelujah. When you go to your room after church and you switch on the light, does the darkness say, I'm not going anywhere? That's not possible. You can't even try that. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let me tell you something. Darkness has not gone anywhere. It's always around. What makes you not see darkness is light. So in this room, there's a lot of darkness. But the reason you don't see is that light has appeared. So in the kingdom of darkness, light is a master.
Amen.
I am waiting for you to clap better and shout better than I'll tell you. Amen. Somebody say light. Someone said there is no mountain everywhere. Everybody's mountain is their ignorance. God calls them my people. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people. My own people. My people. Me and you, are we one of them?
Yeah.
God said, my people are destroyed. What? God's people destroy for what? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It's not enough to be prayerful. You must be loaded with God's word. That is the problem with this generation. Hallelujah. Many are speaking in tongues with empty head. Even if you ask them why they are speaking in tongues, they don't know. Why are you speaking in tongues? Everybody is speaking. Amen. My people are destroyed for lack of... Today, grace to be knowledge addict. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You will not be destroyed. No, you will not come, you will not be a victim of the devil's, what do we call it, afflictions and torment. Light will distinguish you from all the carnal affairs. Encounter light on divine health. You will not struggle about that. Hallelujah. Do you know that it is difficult to defend your healing than to even receive it? Anything you cannot defend, you are not permitted to have it. Because Satan will react. Amen. React. Most people come to crusade and get healed. By the time they go, it has returned. Do you know why? The devil tested the apostles. And they said, I thought I'm healed. Some people in the church don't even know the difference between a miracle and a healing. A miracle is instant. Healing is a process. So listen, you don't determine how God meets you. God can decide to give. I told you the other day, I said you can pray, but you don't determine how God answered the prayer. He determined how he answers it. So we came here, somebody got healed. He started, the pain is gone. Huh? Your own that they pray for the pain didn't go. That's not me, you are not here. One person got a miracle, your own, by the time you go. Now hear this. Is any sick among you? James chapter 5. I think verse number 15, 16. Huh? Let me see something there. Is any sick among you? Let the person call the elders of the church. Let them pray over him. Anoint him with what? In the name of the Lord. Now look at the next verse. Huh? And the prayer of what? Shall do what? So what heal you is not the oil. We apply the oil because of your lack of faith. Because you, if you don't feel something, you will receive it. So oil becomes a point of contact. But what heal you is the prayer of faith. And the Lord shall raise him. The prayer of faith. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. So today, if you came here with any sickness, you are dropping it here before you leave. Yeah. Don't nurture it. Don't entertain it. Put on a fight until he leaves you. The reason is that you are being denied of your covenant right. Jesus has already paid the price for your sickness. Amen. It will interest you to know that doctors can only treat. Doctors can treat. Only God can heal. Or only God can cure. One of my beloved doctors said, Dorothy, he said, there was a little baby, he's a pediatrician, they were struggling. He said, we tried everything. Then I gave the baby some simple medicine. And the baby just get on. And even the medicine was given, he was not too sure whether it would work. Because other ones, powerful one couldn't work. So what is the guarantee? Amen. A simple something dropping in, so the baby just got back. That's because God just touched it. God just touched the child. Amen. Wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. And by his stripes we were healed. Now that is what Peter quoted. Who his own self bare our own sins in his own body on the tree. I want you to notice something. Everybody say, sin. Who his own self bare our own sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes? Now hear this. Once the sin is forgiven, the sickness must be healed.
Amen.
You hear what I said? Huh? That means that the devil that couldn't stop him from getting saved cannot stop him from getting healed. Amen. You are not listening to what I'm saying. Now, is it different? Who his own self bear our own sins. Anytime you see where the Bible promises the healing scripture, sin is talking first, then the healing follows. Isaiah 53, verse 4. He was wounded for our transgression. That is the sin. Am I correct? Huh? He was bruised for what? Iniquities are the sins in your heart that we can see. The person you don't talk to, you hate, but you are greeting. Good morning, oh, good morning. Oh, say, no, iniquity. Huh? The chastisement of our what? Peace was upon you. The moment the sin is solved, the sickness must be solved. Now, in Psalm 103 and verse number 3, the Bible says, Psalm 103, David said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and he forgive us what? The moment the iniquity is forgiven, look at the next thing, and he heal all our diseases. So most time, if you are not getting healed, check the sin that is holding the sickness. Check the iniquity that is holding the sickness. You are not getting pregnant. Who are you holding that has locked your womb? Huh. You cannot work on the same matter and the sickness will still be there. Because that gives the devil the legal right to stay. In deliverance, there is something about taking the devil's legal right. Amen. I see you totally delivered from every satanic. Amen. All crisis in your life is over. Somebody came to Dr. Yongicho many years ago with a throat cancer or something. And the doctor, Yongicho, told him, go and say by his stripes, I'm healed 5,000 times. Huh? Because until you get to your heart, it will not produce. If your face has a grain of mustard, you shall say to this mountain, be that removed, be that cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart. So head faith will not produce result. It is heart faith. So most of it, the reason your faith is not bringing is that it's at the head level. It's at the realm of the latter. It has never entered to the realm of Rhema. The latter kill it, but the spirit give it life. Amen? I hope you are here. So get it straight. It must get to your heart. Somebody was trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Huh? Kidaba showed up. We learn how 7 people will pray. Everybody got pregnant. Here, no. Ah, what's the problem? Now, it's not one person. Other people have prayed. He said, other people have prayed. So let's investigate. The moment you find out that, let's investigate. All the pastors cannot be wrong for you to be right.
Yeah.
Huh? So we're going to investigate. Why are you not getting pregnant? We pray for 7 people. Everybody get pregnant. You alone, you are not getting pregnant.
Why?
Another pastor pray, you are not getting. Another prophet pray, you are not getting pregnant. What is it? Is your womb a cement? So let's begin to investigate. We find out that he was holding his mother-in-law. Ask your neighbor, who are you holding in your heart? Who are you holding? Now listen, I'm not saying all of them. There are just some kind of pregnancy problem. God is just waiting for appointed time.
Yes,
there is no reason why Sarah was not getting conceived. Because on appointed time, I shall return. And I will do what I will do. Some too, God just wants to do it at his own time. And get the glory. But your own, it might not be God's glory. Amen. There is no generation people can walk in iniquity than this generation. They will be dancing and shouting in church, but deep down in their heart, they will look very good outside and polluted in the inside. Garbage. Quarrester girls holding their former boyfriends. Yeah. Affect everybody with it. Everybody greet you, you won't respond.
Yeah.
Am I part of the boy? The boy, is he my brother?
No. You are not connected, sir.
Amen. People holding their former wives. Their former... ask your neighbor, what kind of former do you have? Ask them. Yeah, former boss, former teacher, former something. There should be some former.
Yeah.
Former pastor. I don't know where I am now, whether I'm current or I'm former, I can't tell. All kinds of things, man of God. People are holding all kinds of former wife, former husband. Huh? What I mean, hallelujah. Different things. Be free. Be free. God connect you to a grace that you plug yourself out. Let me tell you something. The greatest mistake Lot did was to accept Abraham's counsel for separation. People don't have revelation, so they are just walking in frustration. It's not every grace you disconnect yourself from. Major risk. No. Okay, choose side of the, if you go left, I'll go right. No. You are not part of the covenant. God never called you. You can be walking a certain blessing as a result of who you are connected to. That is the work of the sovereign God. So you must discern that. Maybe it's the guy you are married to that is the reason you are blessed. Maybe it's the woman you are married to, that's the reason you are blessed. If you sense that one, let nobody plug you. Now hear this. If the devil succeed in plugging, he can leave you to survive for 3 years and come back. A serpent cannot bite except the hedge is broken.
Amen.
No. Yes, sir. The Lord showed me this thing 15 years ago. He said there are relationships, you don't break it.
Don't break it.
No, you pay price to stay inside. It will cost you too much. You give the devil legal right to act. Your pride not withstanding.
Hey,
what will happen? You wait. When the thing starts, you see that you you can be proud until God prepare her. The Bible says the devil knows that he has a short time. He knows. He knows. If you tell you your past, tell him his future.
That's all.
That's a very good PowerPoint for you to write down. If the devil begins to remind you of your past, remind him of what? His future. Tell him, Satan, you are over. It's over with you. Tell him that you can afflict him. I'm on my way to heaven. You, where are you going? The devil cannot enter heaven. To do what? He has never seen the place. No. The last time he left there, he has never gone there again. He can't get there. Amen. Tell your neighbor, don't let pride destroy you. You have to walk by revelation. Now listen, share. Oprah disconnected from Naomi. We didn't hear of him again. Ruth Cleave. Now look at the connection. I will not leave you. I have fixed something. Hey, your people shall be my people. Your God shall be your God. Where you die is where I will die. He came to the town and married the richest woman. The richest man. Richest man by his covenant connection. Covenant connection. Richest man. Receive insight not to disconnect yourself. Your lack of revelation make you behave that way. Lack of revelation make you behave that way. I was telling one woman, he came to me, crack, 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 problem. I said, what is the relationship between you and your husband? He said, well, Papa, may I have left him. We are always fighting. I say, if you don't submit, the devil will destroy you. I say, Satan has found a loophole. There's a spiritual way the devil is applying. The head of the woman is the man. You see, don't mix that one. It's called hierarchy. You don't lose standing in the center of scripture. No. Nobody watched the word and sing. When Peter turned from the word, he started singing. When Jesus, now, because listen, only the word of God can walk on water and not sink. So when Jesus was walking on the water, it was the word. In the beginning was the word was God, the word was God. All things were made by the word. So Peter was looking at Jesus. He was walking on the water until he turned. The storms has been there, but you are not permitted to look at the storm. Keep on watching the word. No. I told them. Sometimes people come to me, they think they need prayer. I don't just pray. I will find out why you want me to pray. I said, no, go back. You have given the devil. Yeah, this devil, he is not strong until he gets a legal right.
Yes,
he's a legalist. Nobody believes law more than the devil. Nobody has studied law more than the devil. There is no law book Satan has not read. And he can practice in every country.
Wow.
So you can imagine the law schools he has gone to. No. Hallelujah. My daughter Mariana, he cannot practice in America. I'm not too sure. He can be maybe Britain. Can you practice in America? Don't try it. Huh? Those who go to school in Britain can practice in Ghana. But America, you can. Satan can practice in Afghanistan.
Wow.
Afghan law. He knows all of them. There is no law he doesn't know. He will comfortably go to court. If the person who can practice in heaven, why can't he practice on it? He will not win a case on you again. You are not listening to what I'm saying. Sure. He won one big case and got fame. The richest man in the East. He took Job to court and won. By the time he was coming, if you see a lawyer who is coming laughing and he has removed that, he's weak. He has won the case.
He won the case immediately. He said, Lord, take away the restraining order. What is the restraining order? I said, have you not made a hedge around him? I want you to move the hedge. I want to deal with him. And he won the case straight. By the time he was leaving court, God has removed the hedge. Stay of execution. He made that. He quashed the stay. I'm telling you. He finished. By the time he finished, 6 days, he has finished him. You see, look at the judge's judgment clause. Touch everything, but don't touch his body. If God didn't put that in a judgment, you could have finished the guy. Because you know you can bounce back. From today, you will not be in crisis again with anything with the devil. Are you alive or you've gone home? So I give you 7 redemptive rights. Do you remember? Sit down. 7 redemptive rights. How many of you want to be missionaries in Doma Hinkro? You know the question I just asked. That is why it is dangerous. Extremely dangerous, for us to make it look like those of us who has a privilege to come to Facebook, go to YouTube, travel abroad to preach, make it look like that is the picture of the success of ministry. It's frightening. Because there is another pastor somewhere in Sogakope, somebody in Avetime, doing what nobody must see on Facebook. And the way we make it look like, we have to be very careful. So when I say Doma Hinkro, everybody start laughing. It means that the laughter is a sign that it's not part of our equation for missions. There are people here, if you send them to a place, they think you have demoted them.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know how they would define it. I'm getting concerned about a lot of things. The way you make you look like you are successful because you have a big church. No. You it's not because you are. That is the ability and the grace God has given you. He has given to every man according to their several ability. He gave 1 5, he gave 1 2. So both of them has ability, but the one with 2 can handle 2.
Yes,
the one with 5 can handle 10. And the one with 2 can handle 4. It does not mean the one with 2 has handled 4 is a failure.
Oh.
That is why, hear this. I told them in the morning, we're not there. I said, don't be first, just finish.
Yes.
Don't be first. First class Apostle Paul never said I was first. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished. And I have kept the faith. I have fought a good fight. Paul never said I was first. He said, I fought. So at the end of the day, don't be first, just finish. If Jesus studies, I want to lie quiet, comfortably, in a good old age in my casket, knowing I finished my course. Are you getting it? And I have become faithful to the calling. Because those who finish, Jesus will call them faithful. Thou good and faithful, not energetic, not fast runner. The worst thing that will happen to every prophet that don't spend time with God will lose their edge. You'll be irrelevant with time. No. Now let me tell you something. There are some young up and coming pastors. By 10 years time, we'll hear of them again. They are too concentrated on this show Facebook thing. No. We'll hear of them again. Some of them are even losing their fasting edge. They have lost it already. What brought them to where they are? They don't have it again. You remember Omega Fellowship? I used to carry you people to a Brie, Dogbe Dems. This guy was one of them from Dazuman Fellowship. This guy, he stayed with me, a Cropon, to go and fast. And that was about 27 years ago. Yeah. 27. Your young people. Some of them were students. I carried them, put them in a room. Women, some of them will be vomiting. I say, it's not a means for you to break the fast. I remember one day we were fasting, one guy has a sky curl, and they say he was bleeding. I checked the Bible, I saw that they throw the Bible, said, when we are bleeding, stop, we break. So I said, we should continue. They almost, most of them are pastors now. So I'm not confused about what I'm doing. Tell your neighbor, let's do something for Jesus before he comes home. I was talking, some people, God connect them to a work. They make it look like they are doing the pastor a favor. God gave the vision. Great is a company that published. You are privileged to be part of this vision. It's big. There are people, they are here for construction. There are people, they are here as you are, as we are praying. Some people are cooking because they know you after church, you go and eat. Who to eat? So it's a fulfillment of their ministry. Yes, whilst you are here, some people are at the car park. Yes, huh? Yes, every calling of God is a high calling. Yes. Every calling of God. I might be the engine, but without a battle, I cannot start. I know this thing. I'm not confused about it. When I'm walking and I see people, when I come and I see this whole day, the choristers has been doing rehearsal. I come and see them quick. It's their calling. If you look at me to do it, you will fail big time because I'm not looking at anybody to do what I'm doing. Nobody can stop me. Nobody can. When I met my wife, I told him I love you, but I love God more than I love you. And the place of God in my heart, don't try, you can't compete with it. Do you know the place of God in my heart? Nobody on earth, dead or alive, is competing with it. It's intact. Don't get confused about it. I can give you a scripture. You shall love the Lord your God with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind. If you can't do that, you can never love your neighbor as yourself. So people that don't, never trust anybody who doesn't love God by claiming he loves you. Big time artificial love. It has no future. It has no future. Big time artificial love. And let me tell you, that is what, let me append your theology with your foolishness. Anyway, never marry a guy who loves you but not love God. You don't have a future. The way you people drag some guys here who don't know God to marry you, you are wasting your time. A man that loves God will not struggle to love you. Master, what is the greatest of the commandment? Simple. You shall love the Lord your God with all that. You check the 10 commandments. The first 5 is your responsibility towards God. You shall not make any other gods. You shall not have any image. Then the last 5 is your responsibility to your neighbor. You shall not have your neighbor's wife. That shall not steal. So if you can steal from God, who is man? Don't judge people by their temperament too. Africa has a problem. No temperament is wrong. The fact that I talk and you are quiet, that shows me something is wrong with me. No temperament. God created them. No temperament is wrong. And number 2, being quiet, that shows me you are humble. No, you don't talk, you are sitting. That's something. One of the proudest people are the most quiet people. They hide behind, I'm not talking, but deep down, God has already judged them. They hide behind, I'm not talking. Look at the way they say, you might be one of them. The way your face is looking, check their nose, you can tell. Have you seen that quiet people, they don't talk? They will sit down and everybody say, oh, and unfortunately in Africa, oh, I saw this sister is humble. Who told you? Who told you? Have you seen the way you are deceived? Tell your neighbor, I'm sorry, I'm deceived. I've been deceived and I'm still being deceived. Straight. Humility has to do with the state of the heart. Listen, Jesus said, a man sent 2 sons. One of them said, I will go, and he didn't go. And one of them said, I won't go, and went. Which one do the work of his father? Jesus asked that question. Huh? So there are people who pretend, they will tell you, and lift your hopes, I'm doing it. And when you turn, they will never. One of the problems in a church, when you have church workers, is what is called Shishanim. No, it's not eye service, it's called Shishanim. Google it. In Shishanim. I don't want to hear eye service. In Shishanim. Hey, that is coming. Okay, quick. Hear this. If you require supervision to make your contribution, you are not disciplined. Not me. If the way you do it when we are there, you must do it the same way when we are not there. Once you require supervision to make your contribution, you cannot be counted by heaven as a disciplined person. Kadiba Yatosis. Zufra. Too much eye service in the system. Too much. Amen. Naturally, how many of you are quiet people here? Lift your hand. You know you are quiet. You don't like talking. Wave your hands and let me see. Quiet people. Very, very proud people. But one person put his hand down very quickly. How many of you know that you are extrovert? You talk. Extremely proud. These people, very, very, very proud. That means that none of us is humble based on temperament. It's the state of the heart. 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 A broken and a contrite heart, God will not despise. Are you broken? Are you broken? Are you broken? Are you broken? Look at the way you can hold it. Look at the way you find difficult to say, I'm sorry. Look at the way. Do you know it is stupidity, for a couple to be misbehaving around a kennel in the rankings of the army? I won't salute you. You are just a fool. No. Because of their rankings in the spirit. Their rankings in the spirit. I'm telling you. Rankings in the spirit. The worst thing that will happen to you is to walk around somebody who carries some rank and undermine. The people that undermine Moses, they were buried alive. They forgot his ranking. Don't play games. They are rankings in the spirit. The spirit realm is orderly. There are people in life you don't even insult. There are people in life you don't speak a negative to. There are people in life you don't touch them. Touch not my anointed. So when you send the person is anointed, don't touch him. Your pride, who is he? Who is he? Then the devil will show you pepper. Satan say, well, I found out one stupid who doesn't know laws and regulations. Touch, it's not, it's Bible. Touch not my anointed. God said that. Even if the person has made a mistake, don't touch him. Leave it for the one that called him to deal with him. That is simple. No. Even with the small grace I'm carrying, there are some people I won't touch them. No. Like the way you are quiet. I've been dealing with your heart. This week, I don't know why God wants me to deal with your heart. Because most of us here, our problem is the state of our heart. If you have any crisis tomorrow, it's because you couldn't manage your heart well. Guard your heart with all diligence. Guard your heart. Another translation says, it determines the course of your life. So if you fail, it's your heart. If you succeed, it's your heart. It's the state of the heart of the prodigal son that make him stop eating pig's food and came back to his father. There are things we call humility. God does know. He doesn't know anything about it at all. And let me tell you something. I can see from the Bible that as men we can be deceived. Okay? There was an outstanding prophet that the Bible says none of his wealth fell on the ground. Samuel. She was going to anoint a king for God. She couldn't even wait for God to point. When he called the bread, he said, Kudabaya. Who else can be this one? And the Lord shouted from him, he said, hey, Samuel, I've rejected him. Because if God didn't shout, he could have poured oil on the guy. So men can anoint the wrong leader for God. Men can do that. Men can do it easily. Well, we will never know what is in the heart of Eliab and his brothers. We could have known it when they became king.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Sure. That is why don't be hurried to get into leadership position. It will only expose your ignorance. Mm-hmm. It will expose your ignorance big time. Some of you are sitting there with a nice face, as if you are a wife material. Let's wait till your wedding. Then you see the way you are exposed. You see that all this nice week is empty head. Nothing. Amen. That is what I'm telling you. I say, read books on marriage. If you are not married, get books and store knowledge. Steady, read books. Read at least 10 books on marriage before you marry. Read. What about the guys? Read. Some of you have never, since you married, have never read one book. There are some married women here, they have never read one book on marriage since they married. Even those who work in secular jobs, they go to refreshing course. Don't they grow it? They go and refresh. You have never read one marriage book. Some of you don't. You are not a learner. It's not part of you. How will you grow? How will you improve on the way you are living? No. The worst thing is to live with somebody who doesn't grow. Now, listen. If you are not growing, when you make a mistake, you will justify your mistake. David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against." What about if the word is not there? We don't even know it's a sin. So when you walk to the room of a naked woman, what protects you is not thorns, it's word. No, it's the torment of the word. That will not let me touch a woman that is not my wife. It's not because I pray. It's not because I pray. It's not because I pray. It's the stoning of the word. The word inside is what? Who wrote prayer more than David? Who wrote about spiritual warfare more than David? The Psalms. Now, even his music are warfare. What David was using to sing, we use it for prayer. Who pray more than David? But he couldn't resist a woman bathing. The letter he wrote, he said, I check it now. I bounce on Bathsheba because the word was not there. The word. Thy word have I hid in my heart. I might not sin against you. So girl, if you don't sharpen your mind with other people's mind, you will behave the way you are behaving. Because spiritual growth is not a gift of the spirit. It's like character. It's not a gift of the spirit. There is no gift among the 9 gifts of the spirit. None of them is character. Character is not a gift of the spirit. What is making me preach and quoting scriptures is my charisma. Even charisma is a dangerous work when you check. Dangerous when you check it from the Greek. I don't want to go there. I don't want to confuse. If you like, do a study on the word charisma, check it from the Greek. You don't need it. Because the problem here, what is charisma? A Jamana Obona is a Ujaino. That is what we have to preach so that you stop. Hallelujah. But it's not that one. If it's one person, the reason why I said it, carry it. Wait. Yeah. Can you imagine we come to church? We are sitting here, thousands of thousands. Everybody is holy. Do you know the power we will generate? Jubilee Tabernacle Park. Obian Boy Jamai. Obian Chantro. Obian Ninkon Konsa. Near Mine Sasu near Bombay. Obi Bombay and the boyfriend are testing. Keda Baya, Keda Baya. I love you. No, Oja Bombay. I love you back. Moyo, Kayobo. Oh, watch your carry. I have missed you. Oh, I miss you too. So I was saying. In church. And this is who they fear God. No, I saw them. That's what we are talking about. This will be to be tested. And the time I need a phone, you know, we had God's attention.
Oh,
Christianity has changed. We had God's attention. Be any phone. We need rush on them. Every concentration is on God. When I was those days in school, throw girlfriend, over throw letter, okay, letter.
Yes, sir.
We are not called post.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Stamp, what is that? Now they are talents.
I just had a post office.
2 weeks, once and I didn't go do no other. Ojepe no reply. We were chewing word from Songs of Solomon to write to our girlfriend. You are the only mosquito in my net. You are the only sugar in my cocoa. Hey! Today, do you know our problem? Somebody wrote an article. They said that mobile phone is not even making married people become intimate and compatible. I'm telling you. May I have channeled my own in the way of connecting to God. I spend time in my prayer room. I don't watch the kind of things you watch. No. It's very addictive. Look at the way they started it. When they brought it, they study you and they say that, no, these people, let them make calls. They make us. They say, oh, they're spending time. Then they add text message. They brought one called Bradbury. Then when they said that you were testing, then they added other things. They brought Facebook. They brought TikTok. Today, American legislation is making a law that TikTok will be banned in the U.S. They want to ban it. The wisdom of man. We do the thing. If you don't connect to Christ and you think you are civilized, let me tell you something. I'm going to make a very strong statement. Nobody can modernize this world. So you can't threaten God with Facebook. You can strip and scroll on the Facebook. If you don't know this, you will still be in trouble. You can't modernize this. In this book is the old ragged cross. Only this book can teach you how to marry well. Huh? So if you marry to a man and the man read and you the woman don't read, you will still fall short of the marriage. If the woman read and the man don't read, the marriage will still not work. Two cannot work except they be in agreement. So it is not enough for a man that learned to have a happy marriage if the woman don't learn. It is not enough for a woman that learned to have a happy marriage if the man don't learn. Because two cannot work except they be in agreement. This book, it teaches you how to leave friends. It teaches you how to do business.
Yes,
it teaches you how to live your life before you marry.
Yes,
it is this book that will tell you that marry as a virgin.
Yes,
this book. No book will tell you.
Yes,
this book. Also, I am a show. It's only this book that will tell you. As a young girl. Because this book, Jesus, this is what is called the greatest manual for living.
Yeah.
Books of all books. Every book written is coming. If you want to read religiously, the Quran said, if you don't understand, so I have Quran in my life. If you don't understand something, refer it to the Bible. That's what the Quran said. He said, Adebi, I won't tell you the Bible. Sharp guy, Muhammad. Book of books. It's not called good book. It's the word of God. It's not good. It's more than good. What is good? People have written books and said that we can't hear of them again. It heaven and earth will pass away, but this book will remain. This book will remain. And this is what you are not reading. And you are sitting on Facebook. You are sitting on YouTube and scrolling all kinds of nonsense. We have become expert gossipers. If you don't have a vision, that is where your life is. So when your phone gets missing, as if your part is gone, the addiction inside. About 8 years ago, the Lord told me, whatever addiction they put on the phone, why don't you channel it positively? I said, what do you mean by that? So instead of taking your Bible your phone and scrolling, read the word of God on it. You are still holding it. And I realized that. Do you know something? I can even sit in a bathroom, and whilst I was sitting on the WC, I can read the whole Timothy. Yes, sir. I don't listen to the kind of songs you listen to in your car.
Yes, sir.
No, because I understand the atmosphere. The atmosphere you don't control, Satan controls it.
Yeah.
No. I don't have any proof for what I'm going to say. But as a prophet of God, I can. Have you noticed that? There's a calculation the devil is doing. Because everybody has gone electronic on this one is not being printed again. He's waiting for we stop printing it, then he crashed the internet. Because I learned a lesson when one day I opened my iPad and they told me my Bible has expired. I must pay more money. And even when they asked me, the one they brought to me, I was being used to the other one. Adjusting was difficult. Today, also for 80% of the people here don't have Bible. If you come to my study room, I still have a lot of Bibles. I have never stopped buying the book. Joshua chapter 1. And verse number 8. Watch this. It's simple. It didn't say this iPhone of the law. I rest my case. It didn't say this Android on the wall. It didn't say this iPad. What is that thing? This one. Book. So at your bedside, there must be a book. I love this one. I love this one. Those who started Christianity where you can tell. This book of the law. So sometimes open the book. Read it. Book. Richard Roberts said, I was going through something. I was struggling with an attack on my body. I prayed, said, finally a revelation hit me. I put the Bible there and I stood on and said, Lord, I'm standing on your word. And Satan, I'm not coming out of the word until you get it. By the time he step out, the sickness has left. Practical demonstration. I'm standing on the word. Hey, you, what are you standing on? What are you standing on? Write this one down. Amen. Other redemptive inheritance. I gave it to you. Do you remember the seven inheritance I gave to you? Revelation chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. I think you can't forget about it. Wealthy is the lamp of God that was slain to receive what? 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 That means that I am expecting you to walk in some power, some riches, some honor. Very soon we'll see practically in your life. But then I went back in my study and the Lord told me, don't short circuit the thing. There are other inheritance you didn't give it to them. And if you don't add it to the ones you gave, it will still give the devil advantage on them. So number 8, that one is not in the Bible. It's not in Revelation chapter 2. I'm going to add another redemptive inheritance to also silence the enemy is called peace. Write it. Peace. Peace. Everybody say peace.
Peace.
Write it down. Peace. 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 The peace I'm talking about is not technical or mechanical. The peace I'm talking about is not going to your bedroom and switching your air conditioning on because the sun is hot and say, oh, ooh. How do you feel when you are in a hot weather and you get to a place and there's air conditioning? It's mechanical peace. That's what I'm talking about. Ooh, Rema. Or how do you feel when the weather is hot? They give you a chilled water. And how numa abe say numa we are saying. The peace I'm talking about is not mechanical. It's not technical. No. Hallelujah. It's not mechanical, it's not technical. Take your time, I want to take you to a place. I'm going to spend five minutes on what I'm talking. Everybody say peace.
Peace.
Everybody say peace.
Peace.
Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 22. The Bible talks about the fruit of the spirit. The regenerated spirit produces a certain fruit, but the fruit of the spirit is one, it's love. And the next one is joy. And the third one on the list is what? Peace. That's what I'm talking about. So look at your neighbor and say, you need the peace of God. You need the peace of God. And the peace of God is not mechanical. The peace of God is not mechanical. The peace of God is not mechanical. You can be married and not have peace. You can be highly educated and miss that peace I'm talking about. Little one, say, Lord, I'm ready. Say, Lord, I'm ready. Apostle Paul said, it's the peace that passes all understanding. That peace, mind cannot comprehend it. It's the peace that passes what? All what? Understanding. Which is why Jesus Christ is listed among the fruit of the Spirit. May the Almighty God give you peace. Now, this peace we are talking about, it springs from peace. It's not a feeling. It's a person. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. I say peace is what? A person. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called what? Look at the names. Number one, Wonderful Counselor. Number two, his name shall be called what? Number one, Wonderful. Number two, number three, number four, and finally. So peace is a person and it's also a prince. It's not mechanical. So when you talk about the peace I'm talking about, you are dealing with a person. So nobody enjoy qualitative peace without Christ. If you are sitting here, you don't know Christ, you are far from peace. It's not mechanical. Order inheritance package. Little one say, Prince of Peace, visit me with your peace. Amen. I love it. For unto us a child is born. Unto us. Have you noticed that the child was born, but the son was given? So sons can never be born, they have to be given. That means that you are birthed as a child, but you develop to become a son. You grow and build up to become a son. Don't marry a child, marry a son. Don't marry a child. No. Isaiah chapter 32 verse 17. Give it to me. Let me show you something. Isaiah chapter 32 verse 17. Watch this. And the work of righteousness shall be what? Oh, talk to me. And the work of righteousness shall be what? And the work of righteousness shall be what? The work of righteousness shall be what? And the effect of what? Righteous quietness and assurance forever. So when you start walking in righteousness, it generates uncompromising peace. That means anybody living in sin does not have peace. The work of righteousness. The work of righteousness shall be what? Peace. The work of righteousness. Go to the next verse. Let me take you to verse number. Oh, Jesus. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation because they are walking in righteousness. Peaceable. And the sure dwellings and the quiet resting place. This is the merit of peace. When do you express something? You express it to correct people's foolishness.
Yes,
no. No. There are people walking around, they think they are wise, but they are far from wisdom.
Yes,
far from wisdom. No. Actually, there are different kinds of wisdom. We have earthly wisdom. We have devilish wisdom. So, and we have what? Wisdom is the right application of biblical knowledge. So what you apply, if it's not based on the Bible, is sensual or foolishness. That is why you can be a professor and be a fool. Because knowledge is acquired, but wisdom comes from God. Let me show you. No university can give you wisdom. And I'll prove it. Ephesians 1:17. No university can give you wisdom. From Harvard to Oxford, you only acquire knowledge. No university. Huh? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you what? Say that very loud. The spirit of wisdom. Does university give spirit? So wisdom is a spirit. And if it's a spirit, then Legon can give it. Nooks can give it. Cape Coast University can give it. As for the other small, small ones, I don't want to mention their name. No. You can be knowledgeable and be a fool. That is why a professor wants to sleep with a girl before he gave her pass mark. That is a learned man with foolishness. You see, I thought about something there. You know, evil people hate righteousness. If you are evil, you don't like what is good. Sometimes when you preach, they make it look like we wrote the Bible. I'm only quoting. All ambassadors, this is the way they talk. This is the position of my government. As an ambassador, the position of my government is that righteousness brings peace. Don't get angry with me. Ambassadors don't speak on their own. They speak on the man that sent them. The Ghana ambassador to America cannot talk in his interest. He has to talk in the interest of President Akufo-Addo. And I'm talking the interest of my boss. You may not like the way I talk, but I'm talking the interest of my government. Very simple. That's what I'm giving to you. Tell your neighbor righteousness. Righteousness. Tell your neighbor righteousness. And what? My people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation. Wow. Peaceable what? And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in sure dwellings and in quiet resting place. Look at verse 18. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation. Oh, that's what I'm reading. In a sure dwelling and a quiet what? Resting place. Tell your neighbor you need a quiet resting place. Tell them. Peace, is one of the most valuable assets in the journey of life. Nothing can be compared to that. One of the most valuable assets in the journey of life. Today, God was telling me something. He said, son, do everything because of as a warrior to make sure your environment is peaceful. There is nothing like living with somebody who loves peace. Blessed are the peacemakers. I'm preaching. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called. So you see, there is something about people who make peace. The Bible says they shall be called the children of God. Children of God. Children of God. I learned one lesson from my grandmother. I wonder who said, it's not every battle you fight. There are battles you cancel or you postpone. Bless you. Join those who are clapping for Jesus. Stop your pride. Amen. I wish I can say it the way I want to say it. Do you know? Actually, destiny is in pieces when peace is lacking.
Destiny is in pieces.
What are you going to do to really flow on the gradient? It kills the marriage. It kills the company. The greatest enemy among every group is the one that wants to kill peace. We have to stand and fight that person. And let me tell you something. it can sound very controversial. Sometimes to get peace, you must go for war. Why is Israel fighting Gaza? Maintain peace. So that next time you come and cut off the head of our people that are enjoying. So sometimes to get peace, you must go for war. It's so valuable that you fight for it. Destiny is in pieces. And peace is lacking. It works. The marriage will not be enjoyable. The company will not be enjoyable. The church will not be enjoyable because peace is lacking. What's supposed to flow begin to break. I can't over preach it. I can't over preach it. I cannot over preach it. That is why sometimes, even when the devil attack your health, he has stolen your peace. Every sick person don't have peace. So actually, when your health is attacked, the true thing is stealing is your peace. And no wonder Jesus paid for it before he paid for sin. He paid for sickness before he paid for sin. Because the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Wounded for our transgression. Watch this. Bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement. So he doesn't want our peace to be chastised. Among the redemptive right, Isaiah chapter 53, verse number 4 and 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions, sin. He was bruised for iniquity. The chastisement of our peace. Now come to the New Living Translation and look at something. I want to show you something. Now watch it. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sin. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped. Give me the Amplified version. I don't like this one. I don't like this one. Now watch this. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. So Jesus, one of the things he paid at the cross was our peace. Give the Lord a better clap and a shout. Don't look at me some way. Peace, 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 peace. Peace. May the devil never steal your peace from you. May the devil never compromise your peace. May the devil never send demons to monitor your peace. May your peace be restored just in case it is stolen. May your peace be restored. 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 I say, may your peace be restored. May your peace be restored. Amen. Now, how important is peace, man of God? The peace of God set the pace for divine intervention. He said, be still and know that I'm the Lord. So when you don't have peace, God doesn't fight for you. No, be still and know that I'm the Lord. The battle is not yours but mine. Be still and know that I'm the Lord. The peace of God set the pace for divine intervention. So a peaceful, that is why Jesus Christ in a storm can sleep. Because your faith works best when your heart is at rest. When your heart is at rest. Your faith works best when your heart is at rest. Your faith works best when your heart is at rest. Once you don't have peace, it's difficult for God to fight for you. Look at your neighbor and say, the devil will not steal your peace. Hey, say it very well. The devil will not steal your peace. Say. Because some of you are sitting and your peace is stolen. It's gone. Some of you, a boyfriend is taking it. You see, let me tell you something, guys. Listen to me. One of the worst things you can do is to enter a very close, so tight relationship when you are not ready for marriage. Oh, I wish I can emphasize it. Yeah. Psalm 46 verse 10. Psalm 46 verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the hidden. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still. So when you are not still, God can fight. There is no need to go into relationship with a guy. One night gown of yours is in his house. And you know that you are not going to marry anytime from now. The worst thing is when you were a student, it interferes with your learning. Because you can't have a heart for book and a boy at the same time. Now let me tell you, let me show you where your disadvantage is. Let me show you. God forbid. But Khadija is in a university. They started relationship. Who is not married here? Come. Then he says, so basically you had a Rakofa boyfriend. And when you look at this guy and his beard, he doesn't look like he fears God. Or else you, but woman require, he will fire. He fires and she becomes pregnant. What should this girl do? She defer the course. But this will continue school. And by the time Obe Ube Wienu, she doesn't feel like you qualify to be his wife. Look at your sister and say, sister, we have been fools for too long. Let's get some wisdom now. Now, dear, now let me come back to you. Some of you are lucky you didn't get pregnant. One of the things you should thank God, sometimes don't let people know about worship. Then you know that's, oh Lord. Look at the way you are looking at me as if I'm coming from Jupiter. You should be shouting and screaming. Some of you, can't you thank God that you are lucky? The one under the tree, God save you. The one in the car, God preserve you. The one at the back, oh Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a shout and preach it. Don't stop. You have many things to thank God about. Why am I saying that? Some people, the first day they try, they become pregnant.
Yes.
You, no contraceptive, no protection, and you can't even count how many times. Once I would tell you, so I want you to pray about something. Sure. Pray for the peace of God. And sometimes to get a genuine peace of God, there must be repentance. Some of us must repent of pride, repent of unforgiveness, repent of barricious and contagious. Barricious and contagious. Do you know barricious?
Me feel no cry. Your cake and your mint crow.
Why I say I'm man in your Dubai and quiet? That is what happened. Contagious is like, it's called, do you know contagious? Huh? It's a peacock spirit. I have some peacocks, they're very stubborn. When they see cuckoo, 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 and then they break their tail like this. One day, one of them, I said, "Ume kum, I am the one who bought you. I will make sure you are a baby watcher." Very, very disrespectful. Yeah? One of the spirit of peacock is pride. Who's a peacock? I know a money thing. It's a demonstration of pride. He has forgotten that he can enter into the pot soup any moment from now. When you are proud, that is the way the devil sees you. You become chicken for pepper soup. What is pride? God can use a proud one. Huh? I have demonstrated it to you several times. But repetition is the mother of learning. Where are the little children? One of them was asleep. Huh? I want to show you something. Don't blink your eyes. I want to show you something.
have some money for you. Wait. Wait. Watch something. Eh? No. Ah. Dog's husband, come. You make a very good demonstration. Ah, come. You like the money? You like it? Tomorrow you have to buy jollof rice. Come, yeah? Pass this one and come for the money. Come, force yourself. Don't let him stop you. Come. Push him, push the man and come. Be strong, push him. Wait. God resists the pride. Where are you going? What can this guy do to break through? God, so, this is not the devil. God himself is the one that is standing in front of you. Never forget this one. What would this boy do in front of this man? God resists. So, he said, Satan, this one, leave it for me. I'll handle it. One day, you thank God for my life. Don't let this picture leave you when your pride is activated. Somebody say he loves you. You address the man from the crown of his head to the source of his feet. Is he cow meat? What is it? Pride. A lot of people are walking around, they think they are humble. You are far from humility. The only way to guarantee your humility is to pray for humility every day. Yeah. Do you know what David said? He said, search me and know my heart. Yeah. Try me and know. I don't trust myself. See, if there be any wicked way, lead me in the way of everlasting. Walking around, who told you? If you want to see how proud you are, engage in a 40 days and a 40 night fasting. From 30 to 40, God will show you your heart. If it's not long fasting, I'm dead. One day God told me, say, you are very proud. Me? I'm not. Then he will bring a screen like a mirror and show you your heart. That is why I learned that pride is of the heart. It has nothing to do with how quiet you are. No. That is why quiet people, pride can just affect them easily. Because they are not talking, but their heart is polluted. The fact that you are quiet, cry is a demonstration of the reinforcement of your pride. God resists. So what would this boy do in front of this giant? That's right. Let me quote you a scripture that you love. If God be for you, if God is also against you. So one of the ways to enjoy scripture is to quote it on a reverse. If God is for me and nobody can. What about if God is against me? The way we talk, you won't listen. Go back with your clothes and cover your father's nakedness like Shem and Japheth did. Even if your father is drunk, be careful the way you go to watch his nakedness. It's not every nakedness we watch. But all right. Martin America, me see, and yet, at the Jambi, and you share. At the Jambi, when you boss up, you are confident, sure, what are the who ruin him? Now the Cocodoma, at the time when you are. What is Cocodoma? Google it. Noah wake up from a drunkenness state and curse the grandchild of the son that watch, and God honor the curse. Be careful dealing with people who are anointed. Yeah? So who say Nyamensa will be so? There was a widow whose only son, young. There was a girl that was 12 years young. He never raised old people. That means that heaven never permit old young people to die. Why are 24, 25? They matter. Their mouth has gone beyond what they are not supposed to.
Only heaven can tell. The Bible says anybody that keeps his mouth has kept his life. Be careful. We have to tell you the truth. You can say, and the pastors and it's beyond that. How much do me, yes, sir? Then they are putting, nobody's putting, I'm quoting scriptures. I'm quoting scriptures. Aaron is older than Moses. Miriam is older than Moses. Miriam was the one that stand on the river when the king's daughter came and said, I know somebody. Yeah. The familiarity that got to Miriam and Moses, and they started dealing with Moses. The Bible says, and the Lord came in his anger. Why? Because he's anointed more than them. And he said, yes, what you are saying is correct. There are prophets among you. I speak to them through visions and dreams. But my servant, not your junior brother, my servant. So they taught their qualification to deal with him is their junior brother. When God came, he didn't address that. He said, my servant. That means that if God anoints your son, be careful the way you handle him. You can die for free. My God cut off all the relationship and stood on authority. By the time God left, he struck Miriam with leprosy. Moses have to plead. He didn't touch Aaron, first high priest, no substitute. Postpone his punishment into the future. When he was listing the heroes of faith, he didn't add Aaron's name. If there's anybody whose name should appear in the hero, even prostitutes' names are there. How can Rahab's name be there? Aaron's name is not there. Lift up your two hands. Do you read the Bible? We read. If I take the Bible and I read through Genesis and Revelation, I can hear God speaking to me on things. Prostitutes, all kinds of people's names are there. First high priest, his name didn't appear. Time will fail me to tell you also of Japheth, of David also. Where is Aaron? May say, save your life and your children.
Amen.
Don't join people to insult a man of God.
Yeah.
Can I tell you this? Sin has consequence. Hear this. Another one. Compromise has consequence. Don't compromise. You don't lose walking in love. I'm coming to ask you. The way the devil wanted to wipe me, if God didn't help me with wisdom, literally one day I told God, come and do a surgery. Take this heart and give me a new one. That is why David said, create in me a clean heart. This one, I can't go far with it. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do you think those people pray those prayers for nothing? Search me and know my heart. You can go deeper and find out something that is buried that I'm joking with it. Don't let anything kill me. Search me. If there's any wicked way in me I cannot find, lead me in the way of everlasting. Lift your two hands, pray a prayer. Lord, grace for meekness that will bring uncompromising peace. The peace which passes all understanding. Lift your voice and pray. The Holy Ghost and pray that prayer. Of course, pray.
Bless you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the message. For further inquiries, contact Veiled Prayer Center, P.O. Box GP21421, Accra. Telephone +233 2740099 33 or +233 242 47 2655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16 Mutual Road, Pram Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.